Then I had Mr. Williams.
Oh.
You weren't.
Hello?
Mr. President?
I guess I got you in West Virginia?
Yeah, yes, sir.
On vacation, I'll bet.
Well, it's kind of by Camp David, sir.
Yeah. Well, I very much am sorry to have to call you back to heavy responsibility at this moment. But after we talked about it last night and today, I determined you're our best man in the government to undertake a tough assignment, so we'd like for you to go to Nicaragua, if you would.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd be pleased to do that. It is a tough job.
It is a tough one. Well, it won't be as tough as Bangladesh, thank God.
No, I don't think so.
At least they aren't fighting each other. They're looting, but they're not fighting. But we, as you know, we've had a close personal relationship with Nicaragua for sort of over many, many years, and they rather feel in a curious way toward us like the Philippines feel toward us, you know. The people do. And you've had a little experience there, too.
Right.
Under the circumstances, what I want you to know, though, that you will go with the full authority to handle everything. All agencies will report to you. I want you to not only the government agencies, but also the volunteer agencies. They will all, that's the nature of the assignment. I'd like for you to give a report about, say, once a week as time goes on without spending time making reports, if you can spend it better doing something there. The other thing, if you would, particularly because this involves Latin America, where symbolism means a great deal, I think you should make yourself available to the media as much as you can to explain what we are doing. Is we've already done a great deal, as you can imagine, and we're going to do a great deal more, but we constantly got to remind them so that our friends all through Latin America can realize that we're helping out. As you recall, we made an enormous effort in Peru, and we want to make a effort here, having in mind that this is, of course, of a different magnitude. So you know how to handle the thing, but as I said, the only point that I think would vary somewhat from the others is that this time we're interested not only in action, but we're interested in much as possible, not only for American consumption, but for Pan-American consumption. A pretty big story about what we are doing. In other words, the PR of it is very important, and I'd like for you to assume the responsibility on that, too.
I understand, President.
Right. Take any staff you need, pick anybody you want. You've got the whole government available to you, and we'll back you up all the way. You'll find in Turner Shelton a very capable ambassador. I've known him for many years. He's been his residence, the embassy was destroyed, the chancery, but his residence is now the command center for all the relief efforts. He's been working night and day. He'll be totally cooperative, and
he's been doing an outstanding job.
And his wife also is quite a person. So I wish you the best. Sorry to have to take you away from what I hope is a pleasant day. But after all, we'll hope there'll come a time where there'll be no disaster. I don't know when it's going to be, but we can hope so.
All right, but I'll get right on it, Mr. President.
Fine.